I'm Alec Lace. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood. Welcome, everybody, to episode 605 of the podcast. I am happy, as always, to be here with you. Thank you for stopping by. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please get over there and bang that subscribe button. You will not want to miss all the action coming your way right here on First Class Fatherhood. All right, dads, the NBA Finals begin this week, and today, my guest is a former first-round pick in the NBA draft. Taurean Prince joins me here on First Class Fatherhood. Taurean Prince played his college basketball at Baylor. He was selected with the 12th overall pick in the first round of the 2016 NBA draft by the Utah Jazz, who then traded him over to the Atlanta Hawks, where he played his first three seasons. Taurean became the first Atlanta Hawks rookie to reach double digits in scoring in his first four playoff games since Pete Maravich did it back in 1971. Taurean Prince has also spent time in the league with the Brooklyn Nets, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he is currently playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So cool to have him stop by the podcast with me here. Taurean Prince will be here in just a few minutes, so please stick around for the interview. And today's interview with Taurean Prince was recorded on video and is available for you guys to watch on my YouTube channel. So if you'd like to watch today's conversation between the NBA star and myself, please subscribe to First Class Fatherhood on YouTube. Link is in the description of today's podcast episode. And I know that the basketball season is winding down and the NHL season is also coming to a close soon, but baseball is just getting heated up. And if you would like to take your kids out to a baseball game, don't forget, I do have my partnership with SeatGeek. You buy your tickets at SeatGeek.com or you use the SeatGeek app and you plug in that promo code FIRSTCLASS. You can save $20 on your tickets. Father's Day is creeping up on us here, and if you are looking for the perfect Father's Day gift for any dad in your family, my new book, First Class Fatherhood Advice and Wisdom from High Profile Dads, is available wherever you buy books. Makes a great Father's Day gift. It will go on and help support the podcast here by buying a copy. So buy one for yourself, buy one for any dad on Father's Day. Makes a great gift. The link to the book is in the description of today's podcast episode as well. I got some great dads joining me on the podcast here leading up to Father's Day next week. Green Beret, Tim Kennedy returns to the podcast. He's got a brand new book of his own coming out soon. I'm really looking forward to that. Such an honor when Tim stops by here. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Alec_Lace to find out all the other upcoming guest announcements. Got some real bangers coming your way soon. If you guys are enjoying this podcast, please leave me a rating, a review over on Apple Podcasts. It goes a long way to help me out. And as always, guys, please let me spread the word about the podcast to every father in your neighborhood or in your contact list. Let them know about the show to see us celebrating fatherhood and family life. Fatherhood rocks. Family values rule, and every day is Father's Day right here with me, and I'm going to be right back with Taurean Prince. I'm Alec Lace, and you're listening to First Class Fatherhood. Joining me now, First Class Father, Taurean Prince. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood.
How you doing, man? Thank you.
All right, let's start right here. How many kids do you have? How old are they?
I have three total, one en route right now, baking in the oven. My oldest, my daughter, is 5, and my second oldest is 3.
Very cool. You guys know what you're having for the third? Are you going to do a gender reveal or wait to the end to find out?
Yeah, we're going to wait to the end to find out right now. A lot of people closest to us know, but they're keeping it pretty tight, so it's exciting.
Wow, very cool. All right. If you could, please, just take a second here to hit my listeners with a little bit about your background and what you do.
Well, my name is Taurean Prince. I was currently with the Minnesota Timberwolves this past season, going into my 7th year in the NBA. I'm a Baylor graduate and a proud father.
Very cool. So take me back to the beginning of your fatherhood journey then, Taurean. How old were you when you first became a dad? And then how did that experience kind of change your perspective on life?
I was about 23 years old. I had my daughter. It really just gave me the perspective just to give more. I mean, I already was helping my mother out with my younger brother and my younger siblings, so to say, when she would go to work and I would come home and take care of watching them. And so I've always had that perspective of things weren't all about me. So I think that kind of gave me a great foundation as far as when I had children.
Yeah, very well said. And did becoming a dad, did that change you at all as far as your basketball career as an NBA player? Did becoming a dad kind of change your style or your routine whatsoever?
No, not necessarily how I play the game or how I prep. If anything, it just gave me more of a reason to lock in and focus on my craft and continue to strive for greatness as long as I'm able to.
What are some of the challenges, Torian, of being, you know, playing at such an elite level in the NBA while being a dad?
It's just time, knowing that time is going to be sacrificed and trying to do your best when you're present to be there for them and do things that you don't normally get to do on a daily basis, being if you're on the road playing or if you're in another country, so to say, or if you're even at home playing playing home games, whether it's practice every day and not having time to do the little things with them. So that's really the adjustment. But besides that, it just forces you to kind of take advantage of the time you get.
Yeah, very cool. And I just wanted to touch on one thing, because you had said there, helping out your mom with your younger siblings. One thing I focus on this show a lot is the fatherless crisis that we got going on in the country, where we got so many kids growing up without a father or a father figure, you know, in their life. And I think that's taken such a devastating toll on our society. I think if we can get more dads involved in their kids' lives and back into the home, I think most of the problems we're seeing in our country would start to go away. What's your take?
Yeah, I would agree. And to be honest, it doesn't necessarily have to be fathers. It could just be men in general, and they could serve it as somebody that can impose an impact on young kids' life as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be fathers. It could be a group of community of just men in general, and mix it, whether they're fathers or not. And I feel like that purpose still remains the same regardless.
Yeah, great point. And what would you consider to be, Torian, the top values that you hope to instill in all your kids growing up?
Just work for everything you get. Respect everything until given reason not to. And then just continue to keep your head high through all trials and tribulations, because they're coming. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's all about how you kind of maneuver through it and the attitude you have while doing it.
Yeah, and obviously I know they're still young yet, but so far, what type of disciplinarian have you been as a dad, and is that different than the discipline style that you grew up with?
Oh yeah, it's different than what I grew up doing, but what I grew up with. But I think I've taken on like the pride of not having to discipline my kids with any physical action or having to even do time out at this point. I think I've done a good job the first 5 years with my daughter. And I give credit to my fiance as well, because she obviously spends the most time with them, as far as I do, besides the summertime. But it's really conversations, a lot of conversations, a lot of sit down and explaining why you can't do certain things. And my kids are quick learners, man. So it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy, to be honest.
Yeah, what's their response? Are they excited here? What's been their response here for their new sibling coming into the family here? What's kind of been their reaction? Are they ready for this or what?
Oh yeah, they're ready. That's all they talk about. My son is probably more ready, because, but my daughter, all she can talk about is hoping that it's a girl. So we'll see, and then hopefully she's happy.
Yeah, and obviously, yes. And I know you mentioned at the top there, you played your college basketball at Baylor. What kind of advice could you give to the parents right now who have kids, high school basketball players, that are hoping to go next level, looking to take their talents to the college? What kind of advice do you have as far as which college is right for them? How would you kind of steer the parents to talk to the kids?
I would say just allow your kid to make his own decisions. That way, at the end of the day, if things go south, which we all hope and never think they will, that he's able to live with those decisions and not regret anything moving forward. And just always support more so than control. That's what I would say.
Yeah, wow, great advice. And I'm curious, because I've talked to several of the NFL dads on the show here and NHL dads, and certain teams seem to do a better job than others when it comes to taking care of players and their families as far as getting them involved in activities and stuff. What's been your experience in the NBA? Has it been the same really on the teams that you've played for? But what kind of atmosphere is it in the NBA from team to team as far as incorporating the players' families and their kids into everything?
Oh, that's number one, especially now that I have kids. Guys that don't have children or kids, they'll never really understand that, more so to say, or wives, I should say. But it's really important because you don't want to have the worry of how your family's moving around the stadium when you're playing and preparing for a game, or how they're being treated at that. And then you just want to make sure that everything goes well and smooth. And obviously the things that the team can do to help families stay together while we're on the road handling things, that also is a big thing for me as well. So it's all about just being one big family. And when everybody's on the right accord and the camaraderie's right, everything seems to go well.
Yeah, very cool. I know, obviously, you're right in the middle here of your NBA career. Have you had any kind of thoughts or plans as far as goals for beyond your NBA career? Do you have any kind of ventures that you're looking at? Do you have any kind of plans for the future?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I do a lot of things, man. I have a logistics business in New York right now. I have a dog breeding company in Dallas based. We breed Belgian Malinois and Cane Corsos. And then I'm into a few fashion things as well. I'm connected with a brand called Project 222. A close friend of mine, Deuce Bello, is the owner of. So just trying to be innovative, continue to stay creative and push the brands forward. But obviously, most importantly, continuing to work on my craft and continue to rise as a basketball player.
Yeah, also, I love the hustle, Torian. And then obviously Father's Day is coming right around the corner here. What does the perfect kind of Father's Day look like for you? What are you seeing it as?
Man, waking up, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Because every other day we're doing something, or I'm working out, or handling something. You know what I mean? So just being able to wake up I'm already saying at this time. I don't even want to be able to have to say that. I want to just wake up whenever I wake up.
Yeah, I hear you on that. So, all right, last thing I want to hit you with here, Torian. I love to ask all the dads that I get on the podcast, what type of advice do you have for that new dad or for that about-to-be father who's out there listening?
Patience is a virtue in all way fashions. And forms that you could even put it in. Just be patient with everything. Nobody has it figured out. Everybody's winging it. Just trying to be the best person that we can be for our kids. And don't try to be anybody else but yourself.
Yeah, I love the message. This has been a lot of fun for me. I got to say, Torian Prince, you're a first-class father all the way. And thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time here on First Class Fatherhood.
Most definitely. Thank you, my man.
Back to wrap things up here on First Class Fatherhood, I got to give a special thank you once again to Torian Prince for giving me a few minutes of his time here. It was so cool. Please hit me up on Twitter, guys, or drop me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. I always love to read the feedback. Father's Day creeping up on us. Get over and get yourself a copy of my brand new book, First Class Fatherhood, Advice and Wisdom from High Profile Dads. You can buy it wherever books are sold. You'll find the link in the description of today's show notes to purchase your copy directly from the link as well. That's all I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening to First Class Fatherhood. And please remember, guys, we are not babysitters. We are fathers. And we're not just fathers. We are first class fathers.